Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast, shared on accessmedia.nz with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora tātou, welcome in whānau. It's your cousin Shan of your local radio station, Arrow FM. Kia ora nau mai, welcome in. Oh, I tēnei rā, I've got a couple of... I've got good quality of manuhiri today. Tūtahi, tōku tōkana. So mighty, tēnā koe, brother, Wake, kia ora, and Hone, John, who will be introducing themselves shortly. Tuatahi, me karaki ahau, tēnei, te hōkai nei taku taku wai, te hōkai niku taku kai rangi, te hōkai o tātou tīpuna tāne nui ārangi, I piki ti ai ki te rangi tūhaha, a ki te tihi o mānono, i roko I nā tira kui o matua, kore anake, I riru I huai ngā ki te o te wānanga. A ko te ki te tūiri, a ko te ki te tuatea, ko te ki te arunu, a kā tiri tiri a, kā paupau a, a kā pote te iratangata, ki te whai ao, ki te ao mārama, a ti hei, mauri ora. Kia ora, te tuatahi kia kui toki tuakana, samaiti, ko ai koe bala. Now introduction of who ko ai koe mō vai. Ko ai koe, John.
Yeah, thanks very much. In the early 90s. 2005, I did a campaign for the National Party, and one of those billboards referred to the race relations treaty issue and said iwi kiwi. Iwi, Labour stood for iwi, National stood for kiwi. And immediately that was misinterpreted as kiwi means white people.
Kapoi.
You know, which was offensive to me, but because kiwi means all people, including iwi. That's the clever bit. It's got iwi in it. But no, that's been my life for 20 years, is putting up with abuse about what a racist I am for that. Where do I come from? That's the other thing. English, Irish and Scots, I think. It's not such a big thing in my world, my ancestors. I know that it's very big in the Maori world. I'm interested in who they were and all that. Born in Lower Hutt. I'm a recovering Aucklander. I got out when I was two.
Recovering Aucklander.
I could tell the traffic problems were coming and I got my parents to move to Wellington. Went to Rathkeel out of here. They thought it was best if I spent time in a maximum security boarding school. Which it wasn't. It was great by the end of it. Anyway, so we're going to talk about what happened.
Firstly, mihi atu kia koe. Thank you for coming in and sharing the space. What I'd like you to come in is just to get a clear understanding on
what about history?
Yes, actually, before we go into that, I want your feedback, Matua. Yeah. I want your feedback on what you thought of the hikoi yesterday in Wellington.
Yeah, well, I wasn't. I was more interested in the Masterton one as it came through, but I didn't pay much attention to what happened.
We'll head into the Masterton one. Yeah.
I saw a few photographs, and that's all I'm afraid that's all I know. I don't know what happened.
I wish I met you last week. I would have had you in my truck. We would have been going over there together, would we?
Well, I did think about going. I was a bit exhausted after.
Oh, it would have been good for you to be there. In the mindset that you're in this morning.
I was in Parliament for the vaccine protests in 2022, so I know what it's like to be on that lawn.
Cool.
I know what it's like to be harressed by the cops too.
Oh yeah, yeah. They've been doing it all our life. We'll come back to that. Kia koe tōku tōkana, pihi tō aho o te hikoi nanahira. How was it for you yesterday?
I was overwhelmed. Yesterday was overwhelming. The beautiful thing is the unity involved was like I've never seen anything like it. And even in regards to protest, like we were saying, like the whole, once you just turn up there, there's just, you can feel it. You know, everyone's vibing off each other, in no way like majority was Māori. But gosh, it was good to see all our Pākehā.
It's beautiful. Warm my heart that did.
Smiling, everyone was happy, everyone was positive.
Aye. Man,
it was beautiful.
My heart was warm.
That I experienced it.
Yes. It was I feel we were a part of history yesterday. A history of our kotahitanga, of us moving forward. I feel had a better understanding of Te Ao Māori or us as tangata whenua. But I'll just return back to you. So that was our reflection on yesterday's. Now I want to have a reflection on Monday's hikoi, John, if that's possible.
Yeah.
So I haven't really looked into any videos or comments. I've seen a couple of comments. So we're going to be mindful on how we navigate through this corridor right here, right now, okay?
Yeah.
But you be your authentic self, and I just want to ask this. So, clearly the day was set out for what it was, and that's okay. But I want to understand what you're up to. So I better understand your lens, your views, and also, is it, how te ingo o te ra atu tangata? What's that other guy's name?
Phil.
I better understand that. Yeah.
Well, we're just a couple of guys, and he was the main guy that wanted to do that. He wanted to wave a New Zealand flag.
Oh.
A New Zealand flag to show what country we're in. And because a lot of us, we hear everything through the Maori lens or see everything through the Maori lens these days. Even the white people capitulate, in my view, to the preferences of one-sixth of the population, and I don't think that's fair. It's just a basic fairness thing, that we shouldn't be required to hand our country to one-sixth, and that seems to be what's going on increasingly. And we're just fighting our corner, I suppose. We're just he was just wanting to walk in with a New Zealand flag, and he got that ripped off him by one of the killer bees, I think. And this is...
It wasn't one of them.
Oh,
it was someone else.
I thought it was, but he got it broken in half. He got it broken in half by someone else, the leader, for waving a New Zealand flag, and that's the country we're in. And we feel sort of increasingly marginalised. I wanted to go with him, and he wanted some video record. I've been at this for 20 years. Effectively pushing back. I mean, we were just accepting the challenge, if you like. The hikoi was set up by the Māori Party for coverage to increase their base, and so we just wanted to show that, you know, we're entitled to push back at these. We're really pushing back at Luxon and those people who he's stepping aside. He doesn't want to stand for equal citizenship, which is what that bill is all about. Seymour's bill is all about honouring the actual treaty, not the enlargement that's been done since the 80s. I would say the word lies now, but perhaps I won't in the interest of harmony.
Too late. You said it.
Well, it's a treaty of Wellington. Well, I think it was a treaty of Wellington, 1986 or 89 or something. Not the treaty. The Treaty of Waitangi had no specific principles, except for the principle of equal citizenship. You keep your property, become equal citizens with the, or equal subjects it was then, with the rest of everybody. But it's been enlarged. We are all just 8 billion humans that I'll start that again. I was in a Zoom call with 15 Maori people once, because the former head of the Maori Party agreed with me on what I said to the local MP about vaccines. We used to spar. Pem Bird and I used to spar on the treaty issue, but we were allies on the vaccination issue, I would call it. So we became friends, and I ended up on a Zoom call. He'd been kicked out of his marae, his kura, which he'd founded, his church, which he was about to become an Anglican minister of, and some other thing, his union, I think. So he was kicked out of everything. And I found myself on a Zoom call, and I said, guys, I think, with his new Christian Maori friends, I should say, and I said, I got this idea that we are all united. All humans are united by this glorious principle, and they're waiting for, oh, what is it going to be? Self-interest. So we're coming from self-interest. We all are.
Your preacher said that yesterday.
We don't.
I did hear that.
We don't mind being loving and kind, but we don't want to be one down. We don't want to be, you know, we want to look after ourselves. And that's what Maori people are doing, and that's what Phil and I were doing. We were representing that point of view.
Beautiful.
And what I like about what you've done is you've made contact with me.
Yeah, well, I needed to understand this, my mate.
Demon man, you know, and I'm responded, and I think it's great.
So, I wanted to ask you this. Do you think there could have been a healthier way that you could have approached this?
Well,
Our mate wasn't getting a bloody whittle from Titanikoi from down Featherston, you know, in his hikoetanga. Do you feel there could have been a healthier approach? Because from what I'm gathering so far, you just consciously went there to ruffle feathers.
Well, we went there to represent our country.
Yeah, okay.
That's and if feathers were ruffled, you know, that's what happened. But we both went there. We'd heard that the killer bees had been implanted there, and we could have been, you know, anything could have happened, but we went anyway.
Can I just clarify something?
Sorry.
Just before we go on. So we don't want to label people, right? And I just also want to point this out to you. I'm an ex-gang member. I have family that are all gang members in here. I also have family that are politicians. Mm. I have family that are in organisations. One thing we all have in common here is we all fuck a papa back to the one marae and back to the one tupuna.
Yep.
It's a place of belonging. It's something that we connect back to. Just moving forward, you continue your kōrero, brother.
I get the message.
But we just don't want to be labelling or accusing people of things that they actually haven't done, because there are actually some people in these gangs that are actually doing really good today, my bro.
Okay, well, I'm just saying how it was for me. You know, but I won't go on like that. Yeah. You know, when you get as frustrated as Maori have been and as we are, you do speak your mind. This is what men do, or they should do. But I've found in the world, and I've found it over the last few years with the vaccines business, that there are two groups. I'm quite keen on the binary thing. It just keeps me, it allows me to concentrate, to focus, to get to distill. And it seems like there's like the gutless many in all fields and the gutsy few.
Kia ora.
And the gutsy few. That's what you saw on both sides with that thing. But I don't want there to be sides.
I want to ask you something. Are you tired?
Tired?
Yeah. Is this why he drained you?
This now?
No, your mahi in general over the 20 years, this mindset that you've been in. Because I feel there's a shift in you.
Well, it's not positive, but I've always wanted to get to this kind of point where we could actually, and I've done this with Pem Bird, with others, with even Willie Jackson agreed.
Hey,
he agreed that I'd be all right. What you're doing is coming together, and that's what I think we need to do. I don't think we get there without representing our points of view strongly, and that's what I gather happens on marae anyway. There's a lot of noisy discussion, shall we say.
So, that's cool. Thank you for sharing what you've shared so far. Yeah. We'll return back to your kōrero. So clearly I can see the lens that you speak from. Kia koe tōku tōkana, kia koe I tahi kupu mahan. Do you have any warm words you'd like to share for our brother in regards to his lens?
It's good to to like to listen to your lens?
Yes. Well, I've got a bag here of 14 books now. I don't intend to bring them out.
Oh, you keep those for your mum, mate.
But I'm saying that I just want to make the point that, you know, I'm coming from a well-researched knowledge of the history, and that frustrates me that that's not being told. Only one side is being told. And so that's just a theme. It's a theme of what I'm up to, you know.
Kei te poi. I just want to share this, because I'm going to come over to you, brother. It's going to be your kōrero. I just want to bring this back to you. So that's your lens, and that's your akunga, and that's what you've been taught from your people. We definitely got a different lens, and that's what we were taught from our tūpuna, from our atuas and from our kaumātuas, from those that have gone before us. Mm. So we track our whakapapa back. I can go back at least 28 generations around here to my waka. But I'll just stop myself there, and we'll just slowly navigate over to you, Tuakana. So this is your kōrero now. Kei aku, you got the time, and I'll come back to you, my mate.
But that's it, though. Like, it is your lens. Mm. But there's a bit of like you were saying, and you grouped it into binary and you made it into two groups. That's still your lens. That's not fact. You know what I mean? So, but that's okay. It's interesting to see
it's all good to be there.
Well, I want to get to fact.
But and you're saying about we will as humans have this thing, and it's, was it?
Self-interest.
Now, what's the definition of self-interest? Because
that's
self-interest
greed.
Is a Māori idea. Mind is not self, as in singular. Know what I mean? Yeah, tōtaki tini ahau. I'm not, my strength does not come from this man standing here right here. It comes from many. Those gone before me.
Kia ora.
Those in my blood. My family. My wider iwi. Mm. That self to us, it's not as opposed to selfish, self.
I just mean we'll stick up for our, we'll stick up for our own. If
self gain, as opposed to self gain, the gain is making sure they're all right.
Yes,
making sure those next ones are
all right. Yes, kia ora.
That's te ao Māori. That's always been te ao Māori's mind. So when we fight, then we make a whole lot of noise. It's not for us. It's for them.
Yep, that's all it is.
Because that's what our last, you know, that's what Fina and them did for us.
Yeah.
That's what our predecessors did, was that you try and pave the way. I mean, we don't like hikoi. You know, we don't like it. We'd rather be diving, fishing. But if you're born Māori in this country, you're born into politics. No other race in this country is born into politics. Why? Because every election year, they use us as a pawn. It's a tug and pull. And then the media starts getting involved too. You know, we want to be one.
Mm.
You know, we want to be one, but it's not on Pākehā's terms, and it's not on the majority's terms it goes to. And when in Rome, you know, do as the Romans.
Mm.
Well, this is Aotearoa. No, it's okay, I understand. You know, that's a state of mind too. New Zealand, Kiwi. Kiwi is a Māori word, and it's a bird, a flightless one, and it's one we ate. You know what I mean? I'm not, you know, I'm just expressing my lens now in my side, in my education too. Qualified teacher. I'm fully educated in both, you know, university, as well as I'm a qualified drama director and screenwriter. Fully qualified in my own Māori too. And I earned this. Never been in the gang. That's my perspective anyway. And I can understand where the two differ, but that's okay. I have huge Pākehā whakapapa in me too. Now, William Kilimzo, on the other side of the treaty, I descend from him, 7 generations away. And so that makes me very Pākehā.
Mm.
Yeah, that's as Pākehā as you can get.
Yes.
You know, straight from England. I understand, you know, I'm very called up on my history, New Zealand history as well, but the world history, I love history. I'm more about, it's not about this race. No, it's not just Pākehā and Māori in this country.
No,
So I can see in their faces, they're like, oh, why don't they just get up, finish it already? Well, that's okay, but let me stop sweeping history under the carpet's
time. Yes, kia ora.
Now, scab doesn't heal unless it's exposed.
Kia ora, bro.
And that's all we're trying to do. We're not white bashing. We're not Pākehā bashing. No. We're actually trying to do exactly
what was meant to be done.
Unity, you know?
Yeah.
Because we don't want our kids and our next generations having to deal with this shit too.
Yeah, of course.
You know, we just want them to get on, you know, including all of our kids, you know, this whole country's kids.
Well, I've got a concept for that I'd like to introduce.
Brother, I'll come back around to you. Yeah, of course, we'll come back around.
Okay.
I just want to speak into what I feel overall. This is just my lens. I feel, Māori are tangata whenua to this whenua. They say, oh, it's very multicultural country now. Yes, so there's Indians, we have our Hamo family, we have our Tongan family. Well, they actually have motherlands that they go back to, that they whakapapa to. For Māori, our motherland is Aotearoa. It's hard for some who've been brought up, in a very colonised mindset. It is hard for some to receive that, my brother. But I could chew your ear off with my whakapapa, especially in this region, my bro. My grandmother, her father, her grandfather, and then we could shift over to her Pākehā, Mokowhitu, who was, we whakapapa back to Brightwell Castle in England. But what I feel here in Aotearoa, but more so in the Wairarapa, is my tūpuna were deviously manipulated out of their whenua, and we were suppressed, and we were in a set mindset for, it's been 200 years since colonisation arrived on our whenua. All these conditions and all these rules were brought in along with this colonisation, dividing up our whenua, this is just a paku kōrero. You know, there were rates that they had to pay. This is a lived kōrero. My kōrero went over to World War I as a 16-year-old, survived, returned. His friends got whenua, got land, and my kōrero didn't. My kōrero also didn't get on the dole because he had a Māori name. Hence why it went from a Māori name that, and now we're Martins. Yeah, but there's very, very, very similar pūrākus. There's some around the hospital here. Back in the days, if you had a Māori name, you had to give land into Masterton or whatever it was called back then. So these ain't made up pūrākus, my mate. These are facts. These are told from older people who passed down to us, and it's also in the records. So that was just what I wanted to share. and I understand other people's lenses.
It's not so much going
or
on.
Do
about
I get to?
Yeah, you're about to intercept my voice.
It's not so much on about, because I know how it looks, like it's not so much, us, oh man, you know, my life's like this.
Yes.
Like I don't have to moan like that.
No.
But
we can sit down and kōrero about this.
Complain in a wall voice, you know,
well, let's do that.
About, in regards to, you know, like you said, fairness, you know,
kia ora.
And fairness that didn't happen, those sort of things. Mm. And facts in history as well. I mean, they're clearly written, you know, assimilate, you know, native schools. These are clearly written facts.
And the acts.
It's not about, like, I don't want to moan.
Okay, so I'm just going to wrap this up my bit, because I'm coming over to you after this. Have you heard of Te Paparahi o Te Raki report?
Don't think so.
Okay. We'll return back to that, but
I haven't either.
Oh, because we're at number one, angry about it. So I'll hear it over to you. So tell me, after listening to us, because it's our authentic self, said, delivered to you lovingly.
Well, I'm going to respond.
Kia ora.
I was asked to a 2-person debate today, and it's a 3-person debate. This happens every time I go on a Maori channel. But that's one thing. We're talking about fairness. Indigeneity, well, there's another lens of looking at that. Māori originally were indigenous to an island in the northwest Pacific called Taiwan. Then they became indigenous to an island in the southeast Pacific called Rangiatia or Hawaiki.
Sure.
Now are indigenous to these islands in the southwest Pacific. So you see how a different lens can see things differently. I go back maybe five, maybe six
so
generations.
So
I go back six generations here. You go back 20, however many you said. You know, we can play these things, but We are here now, and I've been here, my family have been here a long time.
Nobody's disputing that.
Yeah, and but this, you know, the we are indigenous thing, there's all sorts of evidence that there were people here before the Mara, but that's a long and complicated argument. Yeah. But it doesn't matter anyway, because it's a so long ago. There were certainly the people here when the colonisers came. The colonisation, I mean, before colonisation, Maori were an extremely violent people, intertribal wars.
So, brother,
pre-colonisation, my bro,
yeah.
You really can't speak on.
I can.
You
speak
can speak
on
to your whakapapa and your people.
Well, it's been recorded.
All your wars have been recorded too. Oh, my wars too.
That's
I'm
right.
I'm Pākehā as well.
That's
but,
right.
But this is how I feel this is going to go. You're only looking at it from one lens and not
but
the whole.
That's what you're doing, so I want to keep it pleasant, but you're telling me all these things and we're going to stay warm and friendly, but a lot of those things I would like to take issue with that you said. Also, Māori, when they had a chance to colonise, they didn't have any treaties, they just killed and ate them. So there's a lot of that. You don't want to deny...
That's why I
want to tell the truth about New Zealand history, all of it, not just one lens.
Oh, no, we're not denying that.
So my concept is that we, as a human species,
Kapoi.
To stop all the arguments that we always have, because we're 8 billion...
Not on us.
We are 8 billion slightly to very different people. All 8 billion of us are going to disagree if we stay in each other's presence for any length of time. That's humanity. That's why so many marriages break up.
Also is violence.
And so what can we do when we come to a disagreement? Do we disagree? Should we kill the other person?
Well,
we should debate. And this is what I would like to see for humanity, if we could have, using the technology of today, an online debating system where any proposition can be put up that we don't mock or swear, or we just put down the evidence for that proposition in one column, and you come back in another column with if you think it's the opposite, and then the first column guy can come into the so it's written down. And to me, this is how it should be from the earliest days of school, to stop fighting, to take the heat out of disputes and make it about light rather than heat, and fairness and logic and, you know, reasonableness. Whether it's something like the earth is flat, or whether it's something like the Israel and Palestinian, or the Pākehā Māori, whatever the argument, climate change, can we please take the, this is from someone who was yelling and screaming at a cops yesterday, but, you know, I was in that mood whenever it was 2 days ago. If we could not be in that mood, because we learn to put our points of view clearly and respectively and in a balanced fashion. That's what I would want from this debate. You come with information. I come with information. It's different information. It's come from different teachers. I now wonder if I know anything, because when I say I know something, it means that I've heard it somewhere. A newsreader told me, or I read it in a book, as though the application of ink to paper somehow makes something more. But or I heard it on a MRI, or whatever. You know, however we get our information. It's a pretty flimsy reason, actually, to believe it. So we're really a bit vulnerable.
That's
to,
why we have references.
To, you know, and our pride kicks in. So we want to find our corner. We want to, you know, defend, because this is our information, and your dad told me. But maybe
you're at that end of the library. We're at this end of the library. Next minute.
Whenever I met the woman who's the head of the Wellington Flat Earth Society, and I said, what percentage sure are you? What percentage sure are you? And she said 100. And I said, well, there you go. I don't believe you. If you had said 98.6 or 91, or there was a certain amount of doubt, this is what I'm getting to, is we could... Elon Musk, I know that's a stretch. Elon Musk said once that the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy book was a philosophy book disguised as a comedy. And in that book, I think we were all being played by a couple of white mice behind a screen. We could be being played by a couple of white mice, but we don't know. We don't know much. And so we've got to maybe be a bit more humble.
Well, we do
and
know.
Think, well, I think I know this, but I'm not entirely. Maybe Shan has other information. Maybe I might have to admit I'm wrong. Oh, no. It shouldn't be a crime to admit you're wrong. It shouldn't be a shame to admit you're wrong.
Are you
or
racist?
Vice versa.
I want to hear it from you. Are you
racist? That means, do I hate all Maori people? Does it?
Is
that what
I just want to hear it from
that's
you.
That's what racist means.
Or
no.
Are you unconsciously biased?
No, I'm biased against the violent elements of that culture, the feminine elements, the waiata, I don't have a problem. The haka, I think, The haka, it seems to me, to be demonic.
That's your view.
But that's my view. And all I'm doing is expressing my view. You're looking back with an... But, you know, you're allowed to say things about my culture that you don't like.
No, we don't say you. The difference. I'm loving towards our Pākehā whānau.
I hear a lot of rudeness towards me in the last couple of days, including on your page.
Those people are uneducated. Uneducated people do that.
That comes back to us, how we react.
You talk about Pākehā colonisation, and so it's the most evil thing. Or at least a lot of people do. That's the beginning of the Māori incarceration rates are because of the British taught them to be violent. British taught Māori to be violent. So, you know, I'm allowed to push back on that.
No, that's okay. You never push nothing, but I just want to say it's clear some things we won't agree on.
That's wrong.
But I just like hearing it from you.
Racist as in I hate you because you're brown? No, of course not. That means I miss out.
You hate us because we're violent.
I miss out on your good qualities, you know.
Kia ora. So I have a really loving side.
Yeah.
There's a softer warmth about Māori, just as there's a softness and warmth about British descended people. We have our strengths. I think every human being is yet to the end of the day, and
like
we're our strengths minus we're our weaknesses. We are strengths minus our weaknesses, and we'll all have weaknesses, and we'll hopefully all have strengths.
Mm.
And it's all about where you set the middle. It's like one of those Paul Hall things, you know, the steel score thing. We're all somewhere in the middle, probably. Most of the time.
Hey, what does that mean?
So are you racist or not?
No!
What does
Say it louder. I want to hear it.
No!
Now say it in Māori. Kau. Timata, you know me.
Well, you're going away from the issue.
That's what I wanted to ask.
But people all still think I am.
No, I just wanted you to answer these.
I criticise aspects of anything.
That's right.
It doesn't make me opposed to the whole thing.
I feel I've got a good understanding of you.
I'll criticise aspects of my own culture, of yours, of women, of other things, because I want to tell the truth.
No, so your truth is yours, Al.
No, I see patterns and I comment on them.
I see patterns, emotions, feelings. Yeah.
And sometimes we generalise.
But you know what? I want to say this.
I focus on the negative.
Yeah.
And generalise. Actually, Pākehā themselves. Pākehā, you can't blanket all Pākehā. Like you just did. Not all Pākehā feel the same.
Yeah.
You can always act voters. But if you're trying to paint a picture, you can generalise about the general.
They'll be offended by that. So by you generalising Pākehā.
Oh, well.
Not all Pākehā feel the same as you.
I didn't say they did, though. That's a general. If I'm making a comment about a group, then that's about the tendencies of the group. It's the bell curve, if you like. A bell curve is where most of the people are at the top of the bell curve and others are down this side and think. So, but it generally, you can make a general statement about a group, but it obviously doesn't mean every single person. It doesn't mean every. For the sake of getting clarity.
Heard people like, I hate Indians because that one Indian
Did
this. What? That's only one person. No, I'm just saying, for example,
that's stereotyping.
The stereotyping, generalising a whole race for one person's.
But would you say that men, the male group, is more violent than the female, when it comes to the hardcore violence? We would have to own that. It's a fair comment that males, for reasons of testosterone and muscle, we are more violent than women. And I'm allowed to say that.
We have the potential for violence.
Yeah.
Well, we do.
It doesn't mean we just wake up. Ah!
No, but I'm talking about noticing what reality is.
The haka being demonic. Where do you get demonic out of a haka?
I don't say that.
That's Christian.
I'm just saying, why is it that the masculine side of Māori culture is about, ugly, poke your tongue out, yell and scream, insult.
Hey, I'm going to wrap this up shortly.
I know.
You're going off track. You're glad you're calling me ugly.
Nobody said that before, and I know that.
Right.
And I'm thinking, what is this?
Because
what is this about? Because the feminine side, the waiata, all that, the basket, all those things are not. But why is the macho, why is the male side so predisposed towards celebrating violence?
Celebrating, that's not celebrating.
Well, what is a haka?
That is the invigoration
of... Yeah, it's a war dance, isn't it?
Adrenaline, you know? Yeah. Other people get out of sport, get out of riding horses, get out of racing.
But it comes from a war dance, from Te Rapaha.
So this is your interpretation. No, I can speak into Te Rapaha. That's my tūpuna. I'll whakapapa to you. That's just one eye.
The carvings with the tongue poking out.
Oi, you got no idea, John.
Well, I'm seeing what I'm seeing.
Yeah, I know. So here's my advice to you.
My impression.
No, I understand this perspective, bro, honestly.
It's my advice. I understand you now.
No, so we have a good opportunity to help the bro understand, you know.
Can I help you understand our haka and our carvings better?
Bro, you know?
Yeah, I feel that you're disconnected.
But I understand
this
perspective.
Oh, honestly, and that's okay. But can you give us a chance to give you a bit of a whakapapa to...
Sure.
To any of those that you see demonic. Because when I see them, I see love, I see aroha, I see my tūpuna.
Are you a Christian, though?
No, from an early age of childhood, I rebelled against being taken to church. And
demons are a Christian idea.
I know. I'm surprised that Christians...
Is it the right word you want to use?
See, Jesus Christ, I don't dispute the Jesus and the spirituality. He was a man of love. He was talking about love all the time and peace, poking his tongue out and
Have you studied the doctrine of Christian discovery?
I don't believe I have.
We're going to get off.
Have you not?
I haven't discovered. I study lots of things, but I haven't seen a doctrine of Christian discovery.
I think you did it all. One,
I don't apologise for the Christian. I don't defend the
Christians. I'm not asking for apologies today, just understanding.
Could I encourage you to at least check that out?
What's the point?
The Catholic Church.
Doctrine of Christian discovery. I'll tell you what. You have a good kōrero, a wānanga over there for the next month. Yeah. And then we'll come back and we'll just have a cup of coffee somewhere.
The Vatican.
I'd be happy.
By the end of the day of this interview.
I don't think Christ would be a Christian. I don't think Christ would have been a Christian.
By the end of this interview, it'll go two ways. We're either going to agree to disagree and shake hands. But I feel.
Enjoyed hearing this whakaro.
But I feel. Because our offline kōrero, I feel there's a shift in you. I feel that there's another lens that you are unaware of just yet. But once you are, I feel your whakaro and your heningaro and your mindset might shift a little. And I respect you for coming here today.
He's a smart
but there's
man,
a lot of information that I haven't even begun to tell you about that, you know, in due course I would like to account for my different... views of certain things in history, the Koemarama Conference of 1860 being one of them, which is inconvenient to talk about because a record number of chiefs came together and gave thanks for the Queen's sovereignty, and 20 of them are Ngāpuhi, whose descendants say they didn't cede sovereignty. So there's information like that that's been withheld, and that's what gives rise to the frustration in people like me.
Mm.
You're not allowed to talk about that. You're not allowed to talk about that. It doesn't suit our agenda. So it's that. That's what I mean about we put our facts down?
We're bruised.
Yeah,
you know,
so
we're a bruised race.
Yeah.
Those are facts. They're just facts, and sometimes it seems that there's a non attempt from the other side to acknowledge it. It's not really another side. It's just in Parliament. You know, Parliament don't speak for the rest of the country. They act like they do, but they don't really.
But a healing conversation would take longer than this one. But we both need the time to lay out the information. Don't want it. I get frustrated when I start to make what I think is too much sense. Someone will say, "Oh, but that was written by a Pākehā, so it can't be right."
I'll tell you, the book of Rangitāne around here was written by a Pākehā.
A lot of people say that, and so it makes me more. I think, I'm being boxed in. I can't express.
You speak freely.
Yeah.
Listen, I just want to reflect back on something you said earlier. I only invited the bro in because he has a better understanding. So I have a good understanding of he whakapūtanga. The bro has the better understanding of te tiriti or waitanga. Well,
we didn't get into that anyway.
Yes.
That's all right.
But that's why...
I get frustrated because the chiefs didn't honour the Clause 3 commitment to meet every year to make laws. They went on making wars. And that's not widely known.
That was Rome.
I'd like to be able to lay that out.
That was Rome. How many Pākehā was in the land?
What really happened
but that's
was...
that's not the issue.
Well, these people came over, the colonisers didn't like what was happening in their country to them.
Yeah.
They came over here and started applying that same behaviour.
Okay, the violence, bro. Okay, at the time, you know, they're still fighting Napoleon over in Waterloo and stuff. Okay, the violence, at least our violence was smart. Okay, it was a stratagem. I don't know about two lines going up against each other and just the front lines dying and just a whole waste of, you know, of
tangata,
of
resources.
People. Like, I didn't understand that. Mm. It's the stratagem. Right. But those are my ancestors too.
Yeah,
whakapapa, I like you, bro. I'm Scottish, Irish and English as well.
Mm.
And I'm proud of my whakapapas there. But my family there don't have, aren't in struggle. And I'm never going to get mistaken for a Pākehā.
No, not that much. I don't think so.
You know, the English language isn't in trouble. It's fine. Yeah. England is called, the English live there, it's called England. Russia, the Russians live there. Samoans live there.
And a lot
why
of,
do we get left out?
A lot of,
eh? Why do we get left out of
British
naming our country after living? Us?
Why weren't we called tangata whenua?
Why are we so special to get left out from that?
Yeah.
No, Deb.
When you look at this from a bird's eye view, the whole lens of the whole world,
that's
just
that
the colonisation lens, bro. Do you see the pattern that's occurred to natives in the world?
There's a period lots of colonisation. The British were rather good at it. Maori did it too when they could.
But I understand that happened
if
to
you
the
can
British
find
too.
A more
you're bloody
to
stuck on Māori, eh,
babe? No, you're asking me. What people say that to me meaning is that white people are bad. They go around the world
no,
starting...
No,
no,
don't listen to
don't listen to them.
Don't listen to those
colonisation
people.
is a British domination. Of course they were. They got very
that's
good
true.
At, they got very
I'm
good
not
at
talking
that,
about that
and then faded. But since the invention of men, this has been going on. Men have been trying to go up, one up on other men. It's not just white people. It's not just yellow,
that's
brown.
True.
It's every group of men. Communism is a brilliant system until you get to 500 people, and then one of the pigs wants to be more, you know, that all wealthy. It was the other one. One pig wants to be more equal than the others. And that's what happens when you get a bunch of guys with testosterone. One thinks, I can dominate this group. So that's just been going on forever.
Self-interest.
And it's not one group that's any worse at it than the others.
They have self-interest.
I'm expected to believe
system.
That the British are the biggest... Anyone who's British and Pākehā needs to apologise for all the...
Who says this to you?
Well, countless people have said that to
me.
They're idiots.
That's what people mean when they say colonisation. It's been the death of us. It's been the saving of Māori.
So, it's been the saving for you. It's been the saving for you.
Those chiefs at Waikoremarama said it in effusive speeches over a month. They gave the most effusive, that's a big word, speeches about the Queen's sovereignty. So I'm not glorifying the British family.
You can impress me, Prince Charles. I think he's a terrible guy.
Well, Charles ain't happy about what's been going on with David Seymour.
I'm not apologising for the worst
Charles
aspects of...
all good. We'll agree to disagree just on that portion. Pukekura, it just leaves room for us to wānanga. We can have a little kōrero on it later. But, oi, you just keep continuing being you.
I'll try.
Yeah.
Musket.
And it wasn't. You are just both my manuhiri today. This is how this authentically rolled out.
No, it's cool.
I'm happy with it, Shan. What you've done here, you've inaugurated this. I got this left field call from you on my messenger, and I thought, oh, is this friend or foe? What's he doing? What's he up to? What's he up to? Oh, look at it, former gang member and all this. And I think he's a good guy. I watched your page. I saw a bit of dissing of me, and as you'd expect. But I saw you talking to your whānau saying, when you go over to the hikoi, be peaceful. I think you've come through that phase, and you're back. You're in a peaceful place, and you're having a nice life, and you're wanting the best. And you're wanting to understand this curious bloody white guy was doing all that stuff. And good on you.
His salvation.
This is a good start.
His salvation and changing himself has only been through Te Ao Māori.
Aye.
He's been able to make his changes.
That's right.
It's free that
taxes.
That's why he's curious.
People have different starts in life, and we have different personalities. We are 8 billion slightly to very different people. And if we could work out a way to harmonise instead of feeling
absolutely.
The need to throw tantrums like I did the other day.
Yeah, this is what I feel you. This is what I feel our Pākehā whānau need to maybe embrace or entertain as... At some point, I feel the tables are turning, And when Pākehā have been in power,
I don't even like saying Pākehā, sorry,
when
I know
the
so
crown
many different types of Pākehā that I've generalised the whole lot.
Okay, including many Māori.
The farmer bros I play rugby with.
Many Māori, the rich ones. Māori are disproportionately represented in Parliament by being voted in by everyone. So
I reckon once we get our turn to run things, I feel we'll honour Te Tiriti.
So you want to run things?
Well, you know, we want a Māori Prime Minister telling you what you've had. You've had Winston Peters for a while.
You've had Simon Bridges.
He wasn't they're disconnected. Those cousins are a little bit disconnected.
If you think that's their lens.
Because a Māori can be corrupted too. You're not a good Māori. That's the thing. That's what they get. That message. You're not a good Māori unless you're staunch and want to be a good Māori.
It's not just self-interest. That's our problem.
I'm not even sure if Matula's his awa or his maunga knows him.
Yeah. Only self-interest, that's what Māori don't like.
It's not a Māori lens, bro. Yeah. Self-interest isn't our lens, my bro. She's all aroha, tika.
For the next generation.
One of the only Māori at the school I went to down the road here, he was the most popular boy in the school. He was about the only Māori in the school. He died of a stroke, and it was very tragic. And I went to his funeral down south. It was very Māori, and I didn't feel that I'd be welcomed, so I didn't get up on stage like the other old boys of that school. But he was the guy. I was the guy that kept in touch with him, and he wrote the winning play in the Interhouse Play Contest. He was the best soccer player, and then he stayed for a sixth year so he could become the best rugby player because they got more fun. He was the best basketballer. He was the worst basketballer in his family because the other two represented New Zealand. He was a top student. I remember him once, he got only 12 out of 20 in a history test, and he was threatened with a cane if he didn't double it. Well, he did more than double it. He beat everybody, including me, and got 18 out of 20 the next time. So Larry was an amazing guy. He was a school cartoonist.
He's exceptional, even in Māori terms.
He was the features editor of the school newspaper, in a white school, almost entirely white school. Larry Thompson, his name was. This was 50 years ago.
Big me to Larry Thompson.
He was wonderful. His father was in the Wairarapa rugby, Ranfurly Shield winning rugby team, 1950. So this was my connection with a really good Māori early on in my life. And because of what I got to talk about, I wasn't sure what he thought of me later on. So I didn't make contact because he started to more explore his Māori side, became a Ratana minister. So I didn't think, I thought, well, maybe Larry doesn't like me now. But I certainly liked him, and everybody did.
Did you find out?
And he was one off.
Do you know that wouldn't have changed? You know, a Māori delving into the Māori world does not.
And he was a descendant of Wiramu Tamahana.
It doesn't make Māori hate Pākehā. He would have taken you with open arms, bro.
I think so, but I don't think he would have approved of.
I feel sorry for you having that perspective that you were afraid to go into that because you would have been welcomed.
I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure even by the time of his funeral whether he would have wanted me there. I don't know.
It's an inclusive culture,
but
not exclusive.
Yeah, I found that whenever I've been with Māori people, they've always treated me warmly. Even if we're sort of squabbling a wee bit here, it's a very warm feeling here today. Anyone who's listening, I'm feeling very good about these two guys and how they're talking to me. I've said a few things that have put the cat amongst the pigeons, but you're allowing me to, and that's all I want.
Yeah, it's all good, bro. I just wanted you to be your authentic self. But I also feel this. Yeah. I can feel your emotions and feelings right now. Yeah.
Well, I'm thinking about one particular friend who was Māori. And he still means a lot. I didn't think I'd be doing this.
Yeah, cool, bro.
Do it, my bro. You do it.
But we were good friends, and we worked on that school newspaper, and we interviewed Fred Dagg, funny enough. And we still got a photograph of us dressed as Fred Dagg. He was dressed as himself. He was dressed as an ordinary person. But we've all, and I was at Waterloo School with other Māori people, Hutt Intermediate, people from the Marae there. So it's very hard, as I said to Joe Trinder, who's a Maori antagonist of mine. We scrap and suck, but we want to have a coffee sometime. He wants to have a coffee, I said to him once in this Zoom call with 15 Maori, here's one. I said, Joe, we just don't hate well enough. We've got to learn to hate more. We're just wimps, really.
That's tiring.
And it comes down to it. We are not. And this is the hope for New Zealand: is we don't actually hate each other. We can yell and scream and defend our patch. At Hikoi and things, but we actually, generally speaking, in my experience, quite like each other. The Maori people and the at least
we
the
love
white
our
people.
Pakeha friends and family.
Yeah, once the tempers die down and we can start to talk.
Yeah,
we'll do that, eh?
It goes quite well.
We'll do that. We'll wrap this up because of all this has been through. I just wanted to get you in. Also, before I sign off, I want to say aroha atu to our whanaunga that got the boozers and the bumps the other day by the prehiman.
Yeah.
Mihi atu ki a koe, Phil. I know how you feel. I just wanted to say I've been in that position with the police and the violence and all that. You'll get over it, my man. I did. That's not right. That isn't right for the police to be doing that. That's inhumane. My advice to you is...
What did they do to him?
Oh, they ruffled him up, hey, John?
Yeah, they cut him up here. Yeah.
So he's got a haki haki and a mamai. So my advice would be to IPCA, do you know IPCA? Independent Police Complaints Authority?
Oh, I don't think... I just think the police are corrupt and the whole of the civil service are corrupt. But, you know, maybe there is...
I 100% don't agree with you today.
All right.
No, I'm not here to judge him. I just wanted to try and navigate our friend Phil.
Phil applauds what we're doing.
Really?
Is he all right? Is he healing good?
As
long as he was just holding his flag, but if he's abusing, that's a different thing.
Yeah.
I'd
love to catch up with him too to better understand him at a later date.
He's happy to come on.
Should be able to express their view.
Actually, we might have to put that at a later date. Has he got a court appearance coming up?
Yeah, I think it's on Monday.
Really?
Yeah, he can go down for 10 years for doing nothing.
What? 10 years?
All the violence was done to him.
I'm going to talk to Cousin Chopper, that's it.
Well, I very much hope that's the maximum, and it's going to be nothing like that or nothing at all, but this is how it is in New Zealand.
Life we've vision.
Learned this with the corruption court cases against the witch hunts, against the doctors who spoke out against the execution program, the good doctors, the great doctors.
Oh, that's another subject.
The few doctors being mercilessly punished.
We agree on that, anti-vax.
Good boy. We've got something in
common.
We're just bumping fists here, folks. We're not attacking. If we started to throw fists, I'd be dead.
No, there's no violence, so I've walked away from that life. I'm 4 years clean of anything like that. I am currently I'm a recovering Gregorian, 4 months clean. Oh, sorry, 2 months now.
What's that?
Isn't that a calendar?
I follow the Māori moon phases.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. I don't live off the... so what would you call today's date?
I would call it the 20th of November.
Yeah, no, that's not my...
Yeah. What do you call it?
So we're in a Rākau Nui phase? Nah.
Yeah, the Gregorian calendar's not Pākehā either. Like, it's not... Like, Pākehā ones had proper one too.
Well, that's a colon, accurate.
That's a controlling one. That's a Westminster... thing.
Right.
It's not. You know, Pākehā have tūpunas as well. Pākehā have ancestors as well. You know, the Germanics. They have the, they have the Celts. You know, all of these.
Oh, yeah.
The thing is that I feel for Pākehā want to feel their feel back to their tūpunas, but they're further than we are. We're not far away from ours. Like in generations. So it's a bit easier. We can actually name them.
Well,
we used to find it hard.
Phil is a reconnect. German.
I've got Germanic.
He talks like a Kiwi, but he's got German ancestry. He said that yesterday in a chat with me, I think. That he's got people living in the same house that the family was living in 500 years ago. So that's a bit of whakapapa.
Yeah, I've got Germanic coat of arms. I've got Welsh coat of arms as well, so in my whānau.
I like languages. I like... same. I did a song about the longest place name in Wales, this sort of thing. You know, I like I love the English language, so I get, you know, I get defensive when it's being demoted in libraries and places like this. So that's natural because it's my self interest or my interest.
I love culture, the English language.
Just like you're interested in your culture.
Yeah, of course.
Well, that's what I mean. I'm interested in all the cultures and all of history, and the thing is, that got done to them as well. Got done to our English ancestors as well. It's where it began, the Romans. When the Romans came through, that's the beginning of that Bible colonisation. So you see, what happened to us is what happened to them.
I was told today not to come here by many people. One of them said, look, there's a massive distraction going on. This is just a distraction, this race thing. The evil people are doing things while you're doing that, you know, and on silly old Arrow FM, he tried to minimise that, and no one would hear it, and what a waste of time. And you've got to focus and on the big issues, what the government are doing while we're getting distracted by other things. Sure. Why can't we focus on everything?
What's your reflection now on that person that said that to you?
Oh, I said to him at the time, more or less hung up, because I said, I'm doing it anyway, because I'm just acting on what I think is right, what feels good. I know there's other bad things going on in the world, massively bad things.
Yes.
Doesn't mean I can't discuss this particular thing and still retain eyes on the other bad things. So I just, there's all sorts of excuses, all sorts of people think they know. We all think we know what's the right thing to do. And Phil is just someone who is acting on his desire to, I don't know, show a bit of what men are supposed to do. Maori don't have any problem being masculine and fighting for, you know, standing up and shouting about it.
You need to teach,
you need to teach some of your
be masculine. Well, you need to teach your wahine.
Oh, no, but there's a smartness
about
it.
The wahine, the white women, can't give away their country to Maori fast enough. Because they think that in the old days, the women would give men white feathers if they wouldn't fight for their country. Now they deplore you if you do, in what I call fighting for my country, as against a takeover, what seems to me a takeover. So, you know, anyway, we still love each other. Yeah. That's good.
It's all good. We respect each other. We're respectful men. So
I'll shut this off.
And it was a good discussion, bro. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming in.
You asked me last night.
Ko te moana pari mai koe, ko koe te awa I taku remu. Ko taua anō taua, no te ole I kura waka, he tiaki I te penua. Nei. Aotearoa he iwi kaha tātou, he mana tuku iho mai anō. Whenua haumako, wairua ora, whai ato ara ki te putunga. No te piti no tata, no te whenua o te atua tātou. Aha koa no hea mai koe, ka papai tonu mātou mō. He kore roto te whenua, he te mai kia tātou. He toa au mōna e oke nei e. E kore ue hina, he uri no te roi mata, te toto o la tūpuna. E kore ue ue hie. Kia kaha tātou ki tau I pai e, whakatinana kau ae matuna. Whenua haumako, wairua ora. Whaia tō ara ki te putu. Whaia tō ara ki te putu.
po te pai, kia toi tō ka whai, ma nā ki tia mai.
Aotearoa,
ma tā ki tino.
And welcome back. We'll copy this. There was a mediocre hununga that gave me a bit of understanding, a bit of clarification. Oku whakaro, that's his mindset. They're consciously out there doing what they're doing, so that says another thing. Some things ain't worth arguing about with people. some people are, when you know that, you know, if you understand behaviours and they just set on their set mindset, sometimes it's not worth even arguing with them. You just let them go along their merry way. But, it was something, hopefully Fool learns, don't go at the front of a hikoi when there's like a lot of Māori. Do it in a healthy way. Go and join the front of it, you know, have the right intentions. Kei te pai me pirangi ana koe ki te, if you want to wave the second flag of this country, kei te pai, but, you know, be respectful and do it in a respectful manner. Koina anaki oku whakaro o te rā. That's what's good. No, I tell you, I had this set before this. No, it was actually easy, because I was there just looking at his behaviours and just thinking, oh mate, don't even know them. And that's the thing, when you don't know your behaviours, you just keep repeating them. But no, all good whānau. Thank everybody for joining in today. Kia pai tō. Tō rā, the rest of your week. I'm out. Laters.